Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
1800 938 007, text and WhatsApp 0833 11 3311. Now, Ireland's last total solar eclipse was in 1724, and we won't have another until September 23rd, 2090. But Astronomy Ireland is urging everybody in Ireland to take some time out this Thursday to witness a deep partial solar eclipse with almost half of the sun's diameter covered. And I'm glad to be joined by David Moore, who is chairman and editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you today. What can we expect to see tomorrow?
Well, the moon is going to pass in front of the sun for over 2 hours, from about 10 a.m. until nearly half 12. So that's why we want everyone to be outdoors watching in safety, using at least a pinhole camera I can describe in a second. People who've been following Astronomy Ireland, or hundreds of thousands of us on social media, might have already got their eclipse glasses, which is the best way, safest way to watch it, because they're certified by the EU safety standards body to be safe to view the sun with. And to witness this natural spectacle, there hasn't been a partial eclipse of the sun this deep since 2015, and there won't be a better one till 2025, so it's definitely the day to take off work.
It certainly is indeed. There's a good excuse as well. The moon, essentially, it will look as if the moon takes a bite out of the sun, essentially. Is that it?
Yeah, it's an amazing coincidence that the moon is just the right distance from the Earth to totally cover the sun most of the time. So you can get the total eclipses, which are very rare. You only see one on average 400 years if you don't travel, hence the 1724 to 2090 gap for the whole island of Ireland. And that's how rare they are. So we actually travel to those. We've had eclipse trips to Turkey, Bulgaria, USA, and next one is Mexico in 2024. And it's something for people to definitely put on their bucket list. I've been lucky to see several. But that's totally it's a partial one. And they're seen from a much bigger part of the planet. And so we get those maybe every 2 years on average. Mm. Ireland will be one of those. But sometimes you can have a 7 year gap and then one every year for a few years. In fact, there's going to be a lot for the rest of this decade. So, you know, practicing tomorrow will put you in good stead for the next 5 or 6 years.
Very good. I hear the ideal place to be is Donegal. Is that true for the best view?
It's only slightly better. The ideal place would be near the North Pole, in fact, or Iceland or somewhere like that. The problem then is the weather is not particularly good in that area. It's not particularly good in Ireland either. Most days are cloudy in Ireland. But that's what we're saying. Ignore the weather forecast, because you're looking at the brightest thing in the sky, the sun. You don't just need a tiny break in the clouds and you'll see the eclipse. It'd be nice if it was clear for the whole 2.5 hours. That has happened to partial eclipses in the past in Ireland. But you know, even a glimpse would do most of us. And this particular eclipse, you know, is what's called an annular eclipse. That is, the moon's distance from the Earth varies by a small amount. And unfortunately, it'll be just at its furthest from the Earth when it covers the sun for those lucky people from Canada, across the North Pole and into Russia. So they're not going to see a total eclipse either. They're going to get an annular eclipse. There'll be a tiny ring of the sun left around the moon because it doesn't quite fit over the entire sun. But we don't have to worry about that. We're going to get a partial eclipse. And that's why as you come down from Donegal towards Cork, you're decreasing the amount of sun that's covered. But it's only 45% in Donegal to 40% in Cork. Not much different.
All right, right. I see.
And, you know, and that's the diameter, by the way. About a third of the sunlight will be blocked away. So it's going to get a bit chilly and possibly a little bit dark.
And if we don't have the glasses you referred to earlier on, how should we view this in a safe fashion?
Right. Well, you should never look at the sun, even with the naked eye. If you find yourself squinting, that's your body telling you, this is dangerous, not good for me, stop. The simple way of doing it, with a couple of sheets of paper or a piece of tin foil, you punch a hole in the piece of paper or tin foil, the sunlight will stream through that, and you can pick up the sunlight a few feet away. You'll see an actual small disc. It acts like a mini camera, pinhole camera. It's not very accurate, but it is good enough to see the big chunk taken out of the sun, and you can do this in complete safety. You can actually have the piece of paper over your shoulder, so your back's to the sun, and you're looking at the sheet of white paper in front of you. So that method is very simple, very cheap. Everyone can do that. The eclipse glass is a much better view. There are other, we've written an article in our magazine, which people can get digitally if they go to astronomy.ie now. They'll have it by the end of the day, and they can read all about the different methods and about eclipses as well in that. And if you're using, if you've heard about using binoculars or telescopes, be extremely careful. You should never look into them. You'll be blinded before you can blink with optical aid like that. But you can project a very high-resolution image if you do it just right. I wouldn't ever have any children around that are drawn like magnets to the eyepiece and telescopes and binoculars. And unless you're supervising the eyepiece 100% of the time, it can be very dangerous. Maybe on your own, if you're an adult, that's the ultimate way of doing it. We have special telescopes with big filters on the front that stop any bright sunlight getting into the telescope in the first place, and the camera can view that in. And we're going to stream that live on our website. So you go to astronomy.ie tomorrow, get the link there, and you'll be, if we're just clearing for our headquarters in Dublin, and then we'll see the event. If not, we're asking people all over the country to send us their pictures, their comments, their reports from a big special issue of the magazine we're going to publish with the July issue at the end of June.
Back hundreds and hundreds of years ago, when we didn't have the understanding that we have now, it must have been a very frightening time for people, was it?
Yeah, if you think back far enough, thousands of years, people worshipped the sun, the moon, and the planets, even the stars, because they didn't know what was going on. It seems very silly to us today when we know exactly how the Earth is going around the sun and the moon's going around the Earth and all that. But my favourite story, maybe not good for the astronomers involved, was that the Chinese had a belief that when there was a total eclipse of the sun, and they would get them fairly regularly because they're such a huge country, they thought it was a dragon swallowing the sun. And the longest the total eclipse can last is about 7 minutes, really less than that. So they would all get out and bang pots and pans and drums to scare off the dragon. And, you know, it always worked. But two astronomers, court astronomers, failed to predict the eclipse once. And they were beheaded by the emperor.
Wow.
So we're always very careful in astronomy on predicting these eclipses. We don't want that happening to us.
You better be very careful, David Moore, that's for sure. One of our listeners on to suggest using a welder's shield for viewing the eclipse, would you?
Yeah, this is another famous way. And hardware shops used to stock them. We tried to get them in the past, and they were difficult to find. But hopefully you can find them. If you're into welding, of course, you've probably already got the mask. And they're very good. You want a very deep one. It's called a number 14. And that's a very dark glass, because the sun's surface is actually hotter and brighter than a welding torch.
Wow.
They're about 2,000 or 3,000 degrees. The sun is 5,500 degrees Celsius. So it glows even brighter. That's why you need the very strong welder's glass.
Isn't it incredible? Do you know, every time I've been talking to you on and off for donkey's years, but you always still sound enthusiastic and excited about any of these phenomena.
Well, you know, it's a spectacle of nature. And who doesn't love, you know, a free natural spectacle? These are things, and it's delivered to your doorstep. It was great during lockdown because people could go out in their backyards and look up. And I've been traveling, this 5 kilometre limit completely. I've been traveling trillions of kilometres just with the eye and with telescopes and binoculars as well to see the wonders of the universe. And so are lots of other people. Lots of hobbies reported a huge surge. Astronomy On's membership doubled during the lockdown. It's been phenomenally good for us. And we still want people to join. You know, this eclipse is just one thing happening this year. There's a huge shooting star shower coming. The International Space Station is going to blaze over next month. We have a big star party in the Wicklow Mountains in September. There's loads more. There's always a huge event every month. And we pack the magazine with this, all aimed at the general public. It's not for scientists. If this side of nature fascinates you, join Astronomy Ireland, astronomy.ie. The volunteer club will email the article about the eclipse to you tonight. So you'll definitely have it in time for tomorrow. And you know, you'll have the best eclipse you're going to have from Ireland till 2025.
Well, that sounds fantastic indeed. David, it's always a pleasure, and thank you for your time today. Thank you. Good morning to you. That's David Moore there, who's chairman and editor of Astronomy Ireland, and great excitement in the skies tomorrow.